This is the Morning Crossfire on 92.3 Nigeria Info.
All right, 25 minutes before we are done with this conversation. But I'd like us to hear what the governor said yesterday at the site of the collapsed building where rescue operation is ongoing.
This is an event that could be described as a clear national disaster. This is an event that one can say that indeed mistakes were made from all angles, and this is an event that truly, really should not be happening in a modern day city like Lagos. I want to also thank and commend all of the first responders, the very gallant men that have been here for almost 2 days now, that have also been working.
You know that he suspended the general manager of the Lagos State Building Control Agency, Gbolahan Oki, indefinitely over the incident. He also spoke on that.
Of course, it's on record that we have asked the general manager of the building control agency, Architect Oki, to proceed of an indefinite suspension, and that I gave instruction to. We had to take from the head, from the leadership of that agency, and you can rest assured that if there are other people that are found in the course of the investigation, everybody will also face the full route of the law. So for us to get to the real issue of what had happened, I've set up a high-powered commission of inquiry that has been set up here, where we want family members. Like I said, we do not have a manifest. So anybody that is missing, that you think you might have assumed that maybe came here to work or is a worker here, you will take down the name of the person. If you have a photograph of the person, it will be very, very useful. We also want your own name and contact of who is presenting. We do not want more than one or two family members. We do not want six, seven members from the same person to confuse us and say that they are here for one person.
All right, that was Lagos State Governor Babajide Sanwo-Olu yesterday in Ikoyi. We've got Lasema boss, Femi Osoyintolu. He joins us now. I believe he's at the site of the collapsed building and work should be ongoing right now. If you'd like to call in, you have a thought or two on this. I mean, looking at the response time, looking at what Emmanuel said, how they stopped work sometimes and, you know, resumed some other time. And more importantly, are we even ready for emergencies in this country? That's a big question. We have people who have big cars, they don't have fire extinguishers. We have people who have big homes, they don't have fire extinguishers. This one says, why do the rescue officials have to close rescue operations and resume the next day? Shouldn't the operation be 24 hours? Why do they close? Why can't they change personnel when they get tired? So we have Femi back on the phone. Good morning, Mr. Osoyintolu. Thank you for joining us.
Good morning, Dr. Osoyintolu.
Oh, Dr. Osoyintolu. How are you?
Not bad. I'm fine.
All right. We would like to speak to you about the collapsed building in Ikoyi and the rescue efforts ongoing there.
Yeah, I'm at the scene.
Oh, okay. So, at what time did the rescue operation start on Monday? It was on Monday, right?
Yeah, we've been given the emergency occurred. The rescue operation commenced immediately.
When did you get the call that the building had collapsed?
We had the call around 2:30 p.m. and by 2:40 we are already there.
Okay, so you were already there. Then what happened?
Well, we commenced
the rescue operation. Okay, so my colleague who's been covering that incident has given us some information that doesn't quite tally with what you said. But what were the constraints that you had? Because 21-story building...
Number one. It is not when you have the executive that you say that operation commenced. One thing that is clear is that when they inform us our call center, all top Acadian moves to the scene. Because we have the what we call the local emergency of operation unit on the ground, they commence the task. Well, however, we move our heavy duty from different locations, calling all our stakeholders to the scene. You see, when you are handling this type of task and rescue, you will first of all use sophisticated equipment like Delta. You will use light detector equipment. We use camera, and you will ask the contractor or anybody that's been in that place the architecture of the place before you move in heavy duty equipment.
Okay, so did you find anyone?
The moment we get to the site, you know, the outsider, they will know that they will know that the weapons are coming immediately. What they are coming, that the weapons are coming, is when they have started seeing the heavy duty equipment. Heavy duty equipment are the first equipment in search and rescue operation. It will come as the second thing, and you will combine it with the light duty equipment.
Okay. So did you have any challenges? That's what I asked. Did you have any challenges?
Yes, one of the major challenges that we do have is that one, we encounter a lot of traffic jam. Along the road, the people will not park. They will not be inside their vehicle. They will move to the scene and they will be taking camera of the scene. Second thing is crowd control. Thirdly, information. People started giving information that they don't know. Information that they are not privy to. So when you are looking at this, our major challenge.
Okay.
Detecting false information.
Okay. So,
however,
yes,
we are on top of the operation. The operation is still ongoing.
The matter of you closing, do you work 24 hours? Has the agency been working for 24 hours on this? Okay.
The area was divided into four columns. One, two columns are systemic point of entry column. The third and fourth are where more people are based on the history we gathered on that day. So we work 24 hours, and we normally did some intervals where we will use our light duty equipment, where we will use our expertise to determine whether there's anybody under the rubble.
Okay, so it's been three days now. This is the fourth. What is it looking like?
I can't hear you.
I said it's been 3 days. This is the fourth. This is day four, right?
This is the fourth day.
Yeah, so what is the rescue operation looking like today?
I can't hear you.
What is the rescue operation? What is it looking like this morning? Your work, what is it looking like this morning?
You see, let me tell you something. You have to appreciate the nature of this collapsed building. The nature of this collapsed building is a piling collapsed building. And they have piling collapsed building means that all the columns are failed. The structure now piles on itself. Now, the problem that we have in this type of collapsed building is that you will be having respiratory challenges for the victim. You will be having compressor challenges. You will be having insaturated challenges. And these are the things that we encounter. But with the aggressiveness of the first responders, we are able to save 9 people alive from this piling collapse. If you look at the heat of the collapse is about 10 floors. Because I'm trying to say, because it's piling, on one another, all the columns are filled. So even the heat itself is about 10 floors. Hello?
Yes. So you're on the 10th floor right now.
Excuse me?
You said the rescue operation is at the 10th floor right now.
Oh God, you are not getting me. You are not getting me. You are not getting me. I'm not saying that business corruption is at the central. What I just told you is that when this building, when this 21 story collapse, it's this type of collapse that we are witnessing. It's what we call piling collapse.
Yeah, I understand that.
Pile on one or another. All the columns are filled. And the top hill of it, when it occurs, is close to 10 floor. You
okay.
Get what I'm saying?
Yes, I get what you're saying. So, what floor are you on right now in the rescue efforts? What floor are you on, would you say?
Excuse me?
What floor?
Would on any floor. When you have a piling, you will be moving
okay.
from side by side.
Okay.
And
so,
that's what we did.
So, how many floors?
The collar building into the four columns.
Okay.
One and two columns at the point of entry. The side is where they have offices, rooms, and conference rooms. And we are moving from one level to another at sideways.
Okay. So from the floor to where the peak is now, how many floors does it look like? Does it look like 3, 4, 5?
Well, I think it's about 3 now. When you are looking here, it's about 3 now.
Okay.
And you can see that the operation is ongoing. When the operation commence, we move from one floor level to another till we go to the ground zero. In fact, one of the victims that alive, we got him from the ground floor.
Oh wow! Oh wow! So how your colleagues, those who are working, how are your colleagues holding up? We hear that there's now smell of decomposing bodies. How are they holding up? Those
who?
Your colleagues, Lasema staff.
Yeah, we are all together. We operate on what we call rotating and shifting formula. When some work for some time, we pull them out. We will move another step into the place.
Mm.
So the work at the site is 24 hours all around.
Thank you, Dr. Osoyintoli, for your time.
Mr. Governor came in, and with the Deputy Governor, they gave all the software to respond to a prep tour, and they take care of their welfare.
So from the way it's looking, for how much longer would you be on site?
We are being strategic. We are very fast about this, and I can assure you, very soon we are going to get to Grand Zero. We are moving seriously to Grand Zero.
All right. Thank you very much, Dr. Osoyintolu, for your time. The network sometimes, other times maybe the volume, but that was Dr. Femi Osoyintolu of Lagos State Emergency Management Agency, LASEMA, telling us about how the work is going there. You have comments, 0817-923-0002, 0817-923-0003, 0817-923-0009. We've got 7 minutes to wrap this up. On WhatsApp, 08090306416 says they're working 24 hours, trying to get to ground zero. Good morning.
Good morning.
Yes, you're on.
Yeah. It's not about working 24 hours and saying what you're saying right now. It's about what, although they said they have set up an investigation, what were they doing before now? All licenses was be put together. For the 24 hours, if you don't have good license system there, they will cause more disaster than we can expect. So we would prefer that they work with the daylight and maybe close. Tomorrow they come back. Because if they work at night, the lighting system, if they don't have it enough, it will be a very big disaster in such a way that the heavy equipment will be using for lifting, maybe lifting on one side, maybe pressing the side people are. So for me, I think they shouldn't do it to impress anybody, but do it diligently and see how to get people out alive.
All right.
Thank you.
Zion is in Jerry. Zion, good morning.
I've advocated this before and I will stay at Okiki again. As an Okiki agency, every government should have a department called the Health and Safety of the Environment. In our multinationals, we have that department, trained and cultured for issues like this. While we are having back and forth conversation on this matter, it's because there's no professional organization or body like that. What we are depending on is an emergency unit, which is a sub-unit of the HSE, Health Safety of the Environment, a professional department that will work 24 hours, a department that will maintain that environment the project is being executed. And as a professional, I practice it in my house. There is what you call wet floor mopping. Nobody goes there. Dry floor mopping on the fan. He punches this. In this country, we play with human life because of we are not educated enough. We don't read, so we lack imagination. People are making phone calls under their brain, and people are going in because it is mind. My goodness me. People in government should be indicted for the murder of those people. You have the responsibility and you fail to carry it out. What are you going to ask to do? Revoke every arsenal for that site. Ogun State must be there. Ondo State must be there. APT. I see APT is closer to Lagos, right? I am Ibadan. Ogun State. Every emergency workers ought to be moved down to that environment to secure lives and properties. What are we doing?
Thank you, Zion. Michael is in on NTA Road. Michael, good morning.
Good morning, Emma. Good evening. What the doctor just said is too graphic. He said this, the whole column, what he meant by column is the pillars of the building. They saved all the slab power. Just imagine 21 slabs. I doubt if there was supposed to be anyone alive in that building. Very, very small estate. I just pray for the family to have to give to this kind of death is so terrible. Terrible.
All right. But we hope for the best, Michael. But something very critical, Zion said, how do you go to sleep knowing that people are crying, hoping and waiting for you to, you know, keep digging till you find them? Reports from the Lasema official, the heap of the rubble of the collapsed Ikoyi 21-story building is like the height of... Concerning the collapsed building, my question this morning is for the Lagos State Government, what was the effort of the government during the construction and the building to ensure the building was not substandard? I don't like people coming to the media to speak English when somebody... when something that would have been averted happens, Christy... Well, that's what they said. That's why they said the person in charge of, you know, that agency was sacked or was suspended, rather, yesterday. No, on Tuesday. He was suspended on Tuesday because of that incident. Henry's in Ozwaba. That's the final call I can take this morning. Henry, good morning.
Good morning, no. Do you think that by now anybody's alive in that building?
I think so. It's 4 days.
You remember when it happened in Port Harcourt here in GRA? That was just a seven-story building. See how long it took them to get people out. How much more 21-story building? And I don't think the man who spoke to you
hadn't reached the top. I mean, I don't think they had reached the last part of the top floors in the construction.
Well, we don't know. But I doubt if anyone is alive by now. I think they should start looking forward to disinfect the place so that people don't get a pandemic. Some people may just die from not even being there because of the stench, smell, can cause trouble. So it's unfortunate. And I think by now, apart from the man who was suspended, people should be getting fired on a daily basis, you know, from the state government for such gross negligence and unprofessional. Business are such not be falling by this time of our of the development in the country.
Mm.
It's embarrassing, you know. Very sad. I have to go to those who are already there. It's so sad.
Thank you, Henry, for calling from Ozoba. So, yeah, the person who's been suspended, Bolahan Oki, General Manager, Lagos State Building Control Agency. Today is Lagos. Tomorrow, where would it be if people do not wake up each day, go out to do what they're supposed to do, monitor what they're supposed to monitor, and to ensure that all of us are safe and we live longer, healthier lives than we've all failed as a nation. My name is Eno Ogbeviri. We'll keep our eyes on Lagos, see what Emmanuel Omoka will come up with between today and tomorrow. Do enjoy the rest of our broadcast. Good morning. And stay safe.